Don't sit down, because we are going to start this morning and we're going to play a game in church. And that's not something that we get to do very often. But because there's only two of us, I'm going to ask Pastor and Jill to play with us also. It's hot potato. You know that game, huh? Okay, so we'll kind of make a circle here. And you know the idea. You don't want to be caught with the potato at the end. And so I need the congregation to provide the music. So if you could sing just one verse of Jesus Loves Me. So choir, I'll count on you to start, and we'll pass around, okay? So whenever you're ready. Oh! No, keep going. Okay, very good. Thank you. Now we can sit down. Well, I thought of this game when I listened to the Old Testament lesson, when I read it. This is one of the very first stories that's in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. And Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden, and they're hiding from God because they ate the fruit from the tree that God told them not to eat from. And when God asks Adam what he's doing, instead of admitting his sin, he said, "Eve made me do it." And that's like kind of passing the hot potato. He didn't want to hold on to it. And when God asked Eve about eating the fruit, what did she say? You remember? "Well, Adam, and it was the snake that told me I should eat the fruit." And that's like passing the hot potato again. So just like in our game, we didn't want to get left holding the hot potato. Adam and Eve didn't want to admit that they had sinned. But because God knows everything, he knew what Adam and Eve had done, right? There was no fooling God. They had sinned, and God had to punish them. He said that from now on, life would be hard. There would be pain, and there would be hard work, and there would be hatred in the world. But you know the worst part of the punishment? At the end, God said, "You have to leave the garden. You cannot live with me anymore in the garden." And that was a terrible punishment for Adam and Eve. Now, this might kind of sound like a bad ending to a story about sinning, but it's not really the end, because God loved Adam and Eve so much that even though he punished them for their sin, he made a plan to save them from their sin. Do you know what that plan was? What was God's plan to save us from our sins? Who did he send? Yeah, he sent Jesus, didn't he? He sent Jesus to take away our sins. Not only the sins of Adam and Eve, but our sins too, because let's face it, we sin every day, don't we? We like to pass that potato off. We say unkind words, or we disobey, or maybe we're lazy. The list could go on and on. And what we need to remember is that if we confess our sins to God, if we say, "Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, please forgive me," he does it because he loves us. Just like he had a plan of salvation for Adam and Eve, that same plan of salvation is for us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your love and forgiveness that are always there for us. Amen. Thanks for coming up, Lauren.